Good morning, Marcus. I'll be a little more bearable this morning.
Well, tell me about that bear.
Yeah, well, it was on the way on the Temagami Access Road. This is kind of like a backroads Bill news story because I spoke at the Temagami Community Foundation. Anyway, the Temagami Access Road, it was early in the morning, and here's a cub and the mother. And so I get out. I have my long lens. It wasn't bear whispering, but it could have been. And then I got back in the car, and sure enough, within a kilometer, I was at the dump or the landfill site, and there were lots of bears there, and they were all over my car. Actually, I've got other photos, but people that have experienced that know that for sure. But anyway, it was a close-up, and I thought, oh well, here's a photo, and it's such a close as I've been to a bear for a while.
Well, and you were in the midst of the old growth there, weren't you, near Temagami?
Yeah, red and white wine, red and white pine, like vintage wines. We have red and white pine trees that are worth a visit, and of course the roots of all this goes back to the controversy of logging way back when actually Bob Rae was the before he became the NDP premier. But after that, they established some hiking trails, and like many trails in many places, but certainly, you know, we failed to maintain our trails. So there's been a resurgence of these old growth trails in two locations, and yesterday the Temagami Community Foundation were saluting the donors on the lake, and I was at Northwaters Camp, one of the oldest camps on the lake, and it was a beautiful setting, and I spoke about the importance of old growth trails. I mean, it goes back to Peter Quimby and research done in old growth trails, but nonetheless, these trails are for visitors, and they've really embraced this, and I really salute them for doing this. And so the trails are really easily accessible, and I think we should go and see them.
All right, well, before we get too far, let's talk about red pine and white pine, and what's the difference? Can you describe these trees?
Well, we know the white pine, that's that asymmetrical appearance, and it's got five needles in the bundle, and it's our arboreal emblem of Ontario, and they're very stately, and again, it's the crown, that asymmetrical appearance. Of course, the red pine has bundles of two, and it has that reddish bark on it, and are a little smaller in stature, but nonetheless, there are coniferous trees with the longer needles, and I think really it epitomizes, certainly at this latitude, Northern Ontario.
How old can they get?
Well, the old growth in Temagami can be well over 300 years of age, and so these are big trees, and they're stately, and when you get beside some of this old growth and you have to look up, it really, we go to the Amazon to look at trees, but this is our Amazon of the North.
And you talk about energy in trees. What do you mean?
Well, I think if you're a believer, there's a chi in those tree trunks and that energy, and that's why I think we should embrace the tree, and it's a living thing, so it should have energy, and a lot of people prescribe to that.
Well, give me some of the great places where you can see this old growth.
Yeah, I mean, the two trails that they've refurbished, so to speak, is one is the on Temagami Island, and that's where I was on the road yesterday. There's four loops, about 6 kilometers. They put in a brand-new dock. That's one location. And then the town of Temagami at the refurbished train station, it's about 1 kilometer. You can't miss the fire tower. You go up there, and that's the White Bear old growth trails there. There's about 7 trails and 20 kilometers, a whole pile of loops. And I think the good thing about this project is that they've got 2 new brochures with the trail locations, new signage in all the trails, pavilions to greet the visitor. And, of course, it'll be all over the Internet and commercial, municipal, and non-profit organization sites. And I think Roger behind the glass is going to post some information for our listeners. And so it's accessible. And, again, they pledge on the long term. And that's one of the premises of the foundation, to sustain these trails and maintain them. Because, you know, when we market products, trail products, we fall down sometimes when we don't go back and do that maintenance. And the next time you go there, there's windfall and there's no signage. And where's the map in the brochure box? There's nothing worse than that. And so I really, really think this is a great project.
Do you have a tree moment you want to share, Bill? Have you ever hugged a tree?
Oh, certainly. I do it all the time because I believe in that chi premise. I think that the trees in the Temagami area deserve that. And did I hug a tree yesterday? No, I did not hug a tree yesterday. I think some of our students here at the Canadian Ecology Center, they hug the trees around the site because, you know, for a lot of them, they're from urban environments. And so my moment, I think, is just watching others do that and maybe getting something out of it.
Cool. All right, Bill, I really appreciate your time. We'll talk again next week.
Next week, you know, I'm not singing the camp song just yet, but next week we're getting close to marking the 400th anniversary of Sammy D. Champlain's visit to Lake Nipissing in North Bay. There's a number of commemorative cairns. I think they may be in the wrong place.
So do you think Samuel de Champlain sang a song or two when he was in the North?
I'm sure he did.
Interesting. Well, that would be interesting to find out what he was singing. I appreciate it, Bill. We'll talk again.
Thank you.